The NHL Stanley Cup Finals currently has the Colorado Avalanche enjoying a 2-1 series lead over the back-to-back champions, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Can Tampa win today to tie the series, or will Colorado go into the weekend with quite a commanding advantage? Well, currently the TAB cannot split them. They're $1.87 apiece. They cannot split the two today on the back of Tampa's convincing 6-2 win in Game 3. But closer to home, the New Zealand Ice Hockey League begins their 2022 season tomorrow night when the Sky City Stampede host the Phoenix Thunder at the Queenstown Ice Arena. And joining us now on SENZ Mornings is a senior member of that Stampede side, Stephen Ampston, who also plays for the New Zealand Ice Blacks. Now, I'm going to ask a couple of questions initially, and then I'm going to hand over the reins to producer Logan Swinkles, who is pretty well au fait with everything in ice hockey, including touring to Mexico with the Ice Blacks the last time they went away. But Stephen, thanks very much for your time this morning. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Stephen, the Stampede finished the season on top last year, of course, but the playoffs were disrupted by the Omicron wave, and so a champion was never officially crowned. So I guess you've got some unfinished business here this season.
Oh, for sure. It was gut-wrenching, eh? We had such a good season. Everyone was firing all cylinders. We're having such a good time. You know, we were on pace for it to be the only team to, you know, never be beaten during a regular play. So we were gutted.
And it's a difficult situation, though. I reckon New Zealand Ice Hockey's governing body, like a lot of other sporting bodies, it was just too tough to pull things together at times, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess it's just so difficult being a national league, you know, where we travel up and down around the country, and, you know, there's a lot of money that goes into it. So, you know, as hugely disappointed as we were about everything, you know, some parts of it are understandable.
Yes, Stephen, I mean, we talk about that with the import situation, right? When you talk about COVID, you know, unless they were already in the country for the previous seasons, you know, the borders were closed, so that really limited the choice of players available to the teams in terms of imports. How do you think that affected the quality of the hockey being played during the league?
Oh, it was. I think imports are such a vital part of the New Zealand Ice Hockey League. You know, the experience they bring from overseas, you know, being born and bred in hockey playing nations, you know, that's you know, knowledge that people are bringing to New Zealand and to every team. So, you know, the lack of imports, you know, throughout the league was, I think, a huge loss, not just for them, for the young kids who can learn from them, but also for the quality of the league in general.
Anyone that has ever been to a Stampede game already knows this, but Queenstown Ice Arena is just such an incredible place to play and watch the game. And I mean, when you think of the Stampede, people probably don't know this, but you're somewhat of a dynasty in the NZHL. There was that three-peat between 2015 and 17, the latest, of course, in 2019. It's hard to believe it's been that long. And we talk about home stadiums for, like, rugby teams being a fortress. So what makes the Queenstown Ice Arena such a fortress and a stronghold for you guys?
It's just such a unique place to play, you know, in New Zealand. You know, the rink's a bit smaller, so we obviously train on that every day, which gives us a bit of an advantage when it comes to the physicality in the corners and how much time you'd have with the puck. You know, obviously having the crowd so close to the glass and so close to the play is awesome. You know, it helps us along. But yeah, just you know, it's a bit smaller and a bit more physical, and I think our team is better. Better adapted to that kind of play.
You talked about unfinished business a moment ago with Smithy. Things are looking a little bit different for you guys this year because you don't have the towering presence of former captain Matt Schneider there. And people, I say towering because he's 6'7", and that's before you even add skates. So he's taking a gap year from the game. How much of a hole does that leave in your roster?
Obviously, it's a hard, you know, it's big shoes to fill for anyone, really. He's been around for, 10 years now, putting up huge numbers for the Stampede. And, you know, he's a captain, not just on the ice, but off the ice. You know, he keeps guys accountable. He makes sure that everyone is, you know, focused on what we need to do. You know, he'll be sorely missed. But, you know, hopefully he makes a swift return next season. And you know, we'll keep the fortress alive for this season, hopefully.
The Stampede have named Mitchell Freer as a replacement captain and Connor Harrison and Callum Burns as the assistants. For those that don't know, the Freer name is quite big and synonymous in Queenstown Ice Hockey. So what kind of leadership does Mitch bring alongside his brother Cameron, who's there as coach?
Just, hockey knowledge. They grew up playing the game together. They've learned from each other. They've come through the ranks. They've seen senior players above them teach them things, and now that they're in on the range, they've got a calm, good presence. They bring a lot of respect with them as well. I think Mitchell's topped over 200 games in the NZIHL. There's not many players have got that kind of experience. The same for Callum and for Connor, both stalwarts in the team, and they've got just years and years of experience, and they show it. They work hard on the ice to show the young kids that this is how you need to play if you want to be successful.
Connor Harrison brings a lot of qualities to the locker room and helps in that regard. And then when you look at Callum Burns, you've played a lot of hockey alongside Burnsy. So how integral is he to the success of the Stampede there?
Oh, he's obviously a huge part. He's a great puck moving defenseman. He's versatile. He's great defensively. He never has an off day, and that's what you get with Callum. He works harder than anyone. He never makes those mistakes that usually are so costful.
Looking at the rest of the league, there's been a couple of games there between the Auckland Marco and the Admirals and the Swarm. Sorry. How does the Stampede roster stack up against the rest of the league?
I think we're up there for sure. Like we've even though the imports are gone, we've always had a good base core of Kiwi guys who've played for New Zealand. We've got 10, 12 guys that have been around for 5+ years. We've got that core group that I think it's competitive. It's not one of the better teams in the league. So definitely, a few lost players last year, but I think we're still in good shape.
One thing that has been sort of top of mind when we look at rugby and a lot of things going on in sport at the moment, the big thing is team culture. Now, when you look at the culture around the Stampede, from my experience, I see a lot of old boys of the club still stick around. They're involved. And when you walk around Queenstown, right, there's this kind of like level of expectation around town that this team is to compete for a title year in, year out. So how do you guys handle that kind of level of expectation?
I think most of the pressure is probably from the guys themselves. We set super high expectations on us as a team, and we make sure that we can keep each other accountable. But obviously, the reason these old boys are sticking around is because our team culture is that good. No one retires from the Stampede; they just take a bit of a leave of absence because you never know when they're coming back, and that just says everything about the culture of the team, the fans, the management of the team, how well it's run. And I think that's something that can't be missed either, how professional all the volunteers are around the team. We get grade A service. We have the best you can get in New Zealand when it comes to team management, the rink, the fans. So, all of that ties into a great team culture, which I think that's the reason why we're doing it year after year.
One old boy who you talk about players never retiring out of the NZHL is such a true story. It's when you look at Bert Haynes, the Silver Fox himself, if you don't know who I'm talking about, he was on those mainland butter commercials a couple of years ago. So guys like that, like what does he still bring to the team? Like, I notice he's still there on your roster. Can we see guys like that playing this year? He's like, what's? I think Bert's like heading 41 now?
I think he's probably past 40, but Silver Fox, he stays young forever. If you keep yourself in shape, there's always a spot for you in the Stampede if you've got the time. Obviously, there's other things in life than hockey. So I think Mr. Bert Haynes is tied up with kids and family, but he's always welcome back in the locker room at any time. He's been the captain of the Stampede, he's been the captain of the New Zealand Ice Blacks, so well respected. Hardworking guy, and those guys are hard to come by.
Stefan, on the subject of the Ice Blacks, of course, they haven't played, and you haven't played with them, of course, since Mexico City back in 2019. So it's been a three-year absence. How badly do we need to get the Ice Blacks back up and running with some decent game time?
Oh, it needs to happen, you know. Everyone strives to play for the national team, you know, and it's a privilege and an honour to be able to do that. And when you don't have the recurrence of something to strive for every year, you know, it's easy to lose sight of what you're doing. You know, when there's not that next level to go for, it's tough. You know, you've got 1 year, okay, you know, we'll come back next year, but then that gets cancelled. You know, it's been a long grind for a lot of the guys who are super keen to get back. And, you know, hopefully we can rattle together some Trans-Tasman games, which I know are one of the more popular events of the year. So we desperately want to get back out there and start competing for medals again.
We're speaking with Stefan Amston here from the Ice Blacks and the Sky City Stampede. The 2023 World Champs are set for April next year, of course, but New Zealand, they've definitely been handicapped a little bit here, don't you think, with how far away the country is from the rest of the nations, you know, the ones that we typically would compete against. There was no tournament in 2020 because of COVID. Last year, you saw Iceland win the division. Do you have a concern that after being away for so long that that might hamper how you compete when you come back to the international stage?
I definitely think so. You know, you get used to it. If you do it every year, you get used to the speed. You know what to expect. You can understand how the teams are looking. You know, you can follow them. But now with a few years off, you know, it's going to be, the first year is going to be a bit of a test period to see, hey, how the other teams come along. You know, there's new nations coming up. You know, Georgia is, you know, a surprise result in our group as well. You know, the UAE, I think, are taking a huge step forward in terms of their hockey development. You know, these are all new nations that are, you know, constantly getting better. So, you know, those teams that we might have beaten quite comfortably, you know, 3 years ago, it might be a completely different story now.
Does that too apply to Australia, do you think, Stefan? I mean, is there a gap emerging because of a lack of competition from our players now? If you lined up in, you know, the next couple of weekends, how do you think you'd go?
Oh, it'd be tough. They've obviously probably been even worse off than us. You know, we had almost a full season last year, so we were out there skating. The Aussies really had it tough when they couldn't even get a season started. So I think we'd still do well. You know, we've got a good core of Kiwis in the country that would stack up really nicely towards the Aussies. Obviously, we beat them last time we played, so, you know, they're probably out for revenge as well.
Yeah, we've seen some pretty epic battles there between New Zealand and Australia in the past. You know, you talk about most recently being in the Winter Games there. The pandemic kind of put an end to that, but isn't it time that we brought that back, the Trans-Tasman Series?
Oh, 100%. You know, it's something that is, you know, in our DNA, you know, beat the Aussies. We need to do it, and we need to compete a lot. You know, we're pretty much on the same, you know, level in the game, you know, and also our closest neighbor. So we need to revive the Trans-Tasman for sure. And, you know, maybe host 1 year in Queenstown and the next year in Melbourne, and just do that. That would be awesome. Or even twice a year would be even better.
Yeah, I would love to see that. Stefan, when you think about your time with the Ice Blacks, what have been some of your more memorable moments and your highlights there?
I think, personally, I took home the top defenseman of the tournament back-to-back years, which is quite a proud moment for me. You know, obviously scoring the first goal, huge part of it. But yeah, now I think of maybe the best one so far, even though it was a bit of a snub, was the silver medal in Spain. A bit of a highlight. But now the travelling around we do with the Ice Blacks is something I look forward to every year, and is almost always a highlight.
Stefan, what are the numbers like, the playing numbers, below the level you guys are playing at with the Stampede, etc.? What is the development path for a young kid who wants to take the game up as such?
I can only speak about what I see in Queenstown, but there are a lot of kids. You know, I think you can sign up for the Kiwi Skate when you're maybe five, even before that, and they go once a week. I think get in touch with your local club. They will point you in the right direction. But you know, there is age grades all the way through. at least down here, where they help you with it, even with equipment if you want to get started. You know, we've seen, I think probably since the pandemic started, a huge influx of social players, people that are, you know, adults that are getting into the game. And you know, supporting the sport and really spreading the word of why ice hockey is such a good sport. You know, we've got multiple leagues running here every night. You know, the ice is fully booked at all times because of how big the sport is down here. So you know, there is somewhere for everyone to go. You know, every level, every age group, if you want to get started.
The other thing, of course, is it feeds off television coverage, and it's never better than at the Stanley Cup, of course, which is quite intriguing at the moment, Stefan. I'm sure you're keeping a very close eye on it. Colorado are up 2-1 at the moment. Tampa Bay coming back very boldly the other day in Game 3 and hosting Game 4 today. What's your pick?
My heart says Colorado, but I can't bet against the back-to-back champions. You know, I think that Tampa Bay might have lost the first two, but you know, I think they've got the experience to kind of go 3-for-3. So I'm picking Tampa Bay.
Nice. Just lastly from me, Stefan, when we look across the ditch, we talk about Australia and the gap there. But there's been a lot of activity. You know, we saw the launch of the Pacific Hockey League alongside the more longstanding AIHL, where there's quite a few of New Zealand's best players over there at the moment. You know, and we look at other sports like rugby league, rugby football, basketball. You know, we see New Zealand-based teams joining an Aussie competition. Do you think the scope is there for a Kiwi ice hockey team to do the same in the future?
100%. You know, I think... the time is now to do it. You know, I think the latest team, was it the Tuatara baseball team that was the latest team to jump the ditch and join the league. And I think, you know, with the support of the community, and I know that Queenstown would be an ideal spot for it. You know, we love you know, having that here, and obviously there's a lot of Aussies that travel over for vacation. So you know, when there's sport to watch, I'm sure they'd come look. So no, I think it's something that needs to happen, just for the development of the league. You know, we need to make the sport bigger. If there's a shot of having some TV coverage to, you know, further widen the range, you know, there has to be a trans-Tasman league. There's just no question that that's the next step.
Well, Stefan, it's been a pleasure talking to you, answering questions of both of us. Actually, it's very enlightening and gives us more ammunition as we look forward to the start of the season. All the best with game number one tomorrow night, taking on the Phoenix Thunder at the Queenstown Ice Arena. Thanks, mate. All the very best.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you.